I'm Dana McCartan, back with Jason McCourty again. You're the only guy I've interviewed three times so far. So
I'm a lucky guy.
You are. So we're here at Bowmore Lanes in Chelsea Piers, New York. So listen, you've kept the Rutgers family quite tight, the football family quite tight over the years. What is it like to have such a, I look at the guest list, I mean, it's crazy tonight. What is it like to have that kind of support?
Man, that's awesome, you know, just to get the guys and the team to come out and give back. And this year is kind of a little bit more special, the super rally at the alley, you know, Brian, Deb, myself, Muhammad, Mike Burton, all of us coming together to kind of create this. It's been a really cool experience, and I think that's kind of added to being able to have a bunch of names on the guest list. It's kind of different generations of Rutgers, so I'm excited to get all the guys here and just have a ton of fun.
And friends of Rutgers, too, now.
Exactly,
we're expanding.
Exactly. Getting bigger each year.
That's right. So now, listen, the Titans, pretty much playoff-bound season. Mariota goes down. What was the locker room like surrounding that? Was the air taken out?
It was tough. You know, I think Mariota got hurt the Jacksonville game, and the loss to Jacksonville was kind of what ended our postseason chances. So overall, it's definitely deflating to have a season go the way it did for us after winning five games in 2 years and to come out and win nine games and almost be at the playoffs. I think when it was all said and done, you look back and you're proud of your accomplishments and how far you came. But in the moment, you're just disappointed because you know, you start thinking about all the games you kind of didn't finish well or different plays that if it would have happened the opposite way, you could have pulled those games out and the outcome would have been different. But you're looking forward to the next season with a lot more hope than we've had in the past.
Yeah. Now, you hadn't played in that Jaguar game, right?
No, I didn't.
So, like, we talked about this last time. The defense really struggles when you're not in it. Like, what have you been doing to make sure that you're in every single game, every single play?
Man, I appreciate you saying that.
No, but, seriously, the stats are there.
You just try to do everything you can to stay healthy. And unfortunately for me, I got kind of piled dry by one of those big linemen and jacked my AC joint up in my chest. Wasn't able to go, and it's just disappointing. You know, you want to be out there with the guys, and as long as you're out there, even if you do lose, you feel like you kind of gave your share to be able to be part of it. And when you're not able to be out there playing, you feel like you let the guys down. So just looking forward to this upcoming season and being healthy and being out there and doing everything I can to try to help us win as many games.
Now, after we're looking at a three-year rebuild for the Titans, and what's the feeling inside the locker room? There's optimism among the fans. This might be the year.
Definitely. You know, I think the biggest thing for us, our GM and our head coach have done a great job, I would say, just combining and allowing their thought process to transfer to the roster. And I think that doesn't always happen around the league. And I think for us, these past 2 years, you see a philosophy that Coach Mularkey has created, and you see John Robinson going out getting players to fulfill that philosophy. And I think for myself personally, it's a little exciting this year adding Logan to our team. You know, another former Rutgers guy, a guy that I've trained with in the offseason, and obviously a guy whose resume speaks for himself, a two-time Super Bowl champ. So getting a guy like him, I think, will definitely help us out on defense and just overall as a team.
Now, Super Bowl, we're talking Rutgers is most represented out of all the schools in the Super Bowl. Who are you rooting for? You got Sanu on one side.
Thanks to Bill Belichick. For me, you know, it's easy. When you have a
brother
playing,
it's
easy to root for him. And was happy they were able to win. Obviously excited for every play Sanu makes. And that's the one thing I can honestly say, I'm not a fan of any team. And you're more or less just watching guys, you know. So any given Sunday, you turn on the TV, you see Sanu make a play, or Logan get an interception, or Deron or Kenny Britt. You get excited to see guys that you know out there making plays.
That's how I watch you. I'm like, hey, I know him.
Exactly.
All right, if I can cover one current event with you, I want to get your opinion on this. The vote is going to be Monday to move the Raiders to Vegas, if they're going to vote either way or not. But what is your take on having a team out in Las Vegas? Do you think it's full of distractions? Are you one of those guys? What do you think?
To play against them, it sounds exciting, you know,
right?
To get a chance to go to Vegas. I don't know. I don't know how the wives of the players will feel with the guys being in Vegas. But, you know, I think what sucks the most about just teams moving in general is just those fans in that city, you know. So the Oakland fans losing the Raiders, a history team that's been there for years. And you remember the Al Davis years and everything that's gone on there, the black hole and what it's all about. Even my generation of playing, I've only played in Oakland once, and I still remember how the fans greeted us when we got there. So I think those type of traditions get lost when teams move, and I think that's the worst part of the whole thing.
As a Titan, though, playing in Vegas, yay or nay?
Hey, who doesn't want to play in Vegas? As long as it's not the summertime.
I'm ready to move out there. It's going to be domed, I heard, this stadium.
Okay. Well, then all the better. Yeah, sign me up.
All right. So I didn't want to keep you too long. This is your event. People are waiting for you.
Appreciate it.
I'm Danielle McCartan, Jason McCourtian, and thanks. Have fun tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.